This is the seated meditation for the mindfulness-based stress reduction course. There are four stages to the practice. Each one lasts about 10 minutes, and each takes a different focus on which to practice mindfulness. The first is mindfulness of the breath, and the second, mindfulness of breath and body. In the third, we take the focus outside ourselves and observe sounds. And in the fourth, we focus on our thoughts. We can choose to do just the first part of the practice, or the first two, the first three, or all four parts. Make a decision at the outset as to how long you are going to practice. And set your intention to commit yourself to the practice as best you can for the length of time you have chosen. First, we are going to explore mindfulness of the breath. Choose a comfortable upright posture. This could be on a chair, a meditation stool, or cross-legged, whatever suits you best. If you are using a chair, if possible, sit with your back away from the chair and your feet flat on the floor. You are aiming to have your head, neck, and spine aligned vertically. Upright but not tense. Think about how the posture could reflect the qualities of mind that you might want to cultivate. Dignity, stability, relaxation, and alertness. Gently close your eyes. Throughout the practice, you are working to cultivate an awareness which is non-judgmental, kind and curious. Bring your attention to the sensations in those parts of the body that bear your weight. Notice their stillness and stability. Spend a few moments exploring these sensations, as we did in the body scan. Then, bring your attention to your spine, rising up from the back of the pelvis, alert but not rigid. Keep the chin tucked in a little, allowing the back of the neck to be long. You may notice the sensations of lightness and lifting in the upper body, and how these contrast with the sensations in the lower parts of your body. Again, spend some time with these sensations. Now, bring your attention to the breath. Notice it coming in through your nostrils. The feelings as it passes through the back of the nose and throat. Then, the movements of the chest. And the movements of the belly. After the in-breath, observe the whole process in reverse as the breath flows out. Now, choose one of these areas, the one where you experience the breath most clearly or vividly, and make this the main focus throughout the practice. Pay attention to the quality of the breath. Is it long or short? Relaxed or maybe tight or labored? Remember that the intention of the practice is not to change anything, but just to notice how things are right now, in this moment. Notice each breath cycle, an in-breath, then a small pause, then the out-breath, and then another small pause, before the cycle begins again. At some point, your mind will start to wander away from your focus. It may go into daydreams, start planning, do some worrying. This is just what minds do. It's not a mistake or a failure. As soon as you notice that your awareness has moved away, bring it gently back to the breath and renew your intention to carry on paying attention to each and every breath, moment by moment. It may help to give the thought a label, such as worrying thought, or planning thought, or self-critical thought. If your mind wanders off 1,000 times, don't worry. Gently bring it back 1,000 times. It's just as important to notice that your attention has wandered off as it is to keep it in one place. You might even congratulate yourself each time you notice that your awareness is not where you had intended it to be. Throughout the practice, as best you can, try to bring the qualities of kindness and patience to your awareness. Each time your mind moves away from the breath, and you have to bring it back, you can practice these qualities. Perhaps noticing and letting go of any exasperation or self-criticisms you might have at having difficulties with the practice. In a few moments, the bell will sound. If you are going to continue with your meditation, just carry on with the next stage of the practice. If you are going to stop, let the sound of the bell be a signal to switch off the CD. Then, sit quietly for a couple of minutes, absorbing the experience, before moving on with the next thing in your day. Now, we are going to explore mindfulness of breath and body. In the next stage, you are going to allow your awareness to expand to encompass the whole body and the breath within it. Perhaps first recheck your posture, ensuring that it reflects those qualities that you are trying to cultivate: stability and alertness. Also, maybe stating your intention to maintain your awareness on your body and breath, moment by moment, in a manner which, as best you can, is kind, caring, and non-judgmental. Allow your attention to expand around the breath to include physical sensations from the whole body. Notice the changing patterns of these sensations. Notice the movements of the body with each breath and the intimacy in the relationship between the two. There may be a sense of the whole body breathing. As well as the wider awareness of the body as a whole and the breath moving within it, have an awareness of more local, particular sensations. The parts of your body in contact with your chair or cushion. The contact of your hands on your legs or with each other. The sensation of your tongue in your mouth. As best you can, hold these together with a sense of the body as a whole and the breath moving to and fro within it in a wide space of awareness. This is about experiencing how the body and breath are right now. Not so much thinking about how things are, as feeling what exactly is going on. Keep it simple and uncomplicated. A fresh noticing of each moment with each breath. As the attention strays, gently escort it back to re-engage with the body and breath, and carry on observing moment by moment. Perhaps giving any distractions labels, such as self-critical thought or itching sensation. You may get intense or uncomfortable body sensations. For example, a problem in your back or an itch on your nose. And your attention may repeatedly be drawn to this and away from the body as a whole. If the problem is very persistent, you could choose to move your focus towards this distraction and temporarily away from the body and breath. Use the breath to guide your awareness into this part of the body, as we did in the body scan. Explore the intensity with kind and gentle attention. What exactly is it? What are the qualities of this sensation? Does it stay the same or does it change? Notice if there are any thoughts that go with it. I can't bear it. Or, it's not fair. Or, this is ruining my practice. And notice that these are just thoughts that can be let go of. If you really do need to move, then do so. But remember to do it mindfully. And if you do move, notice and let go of any self-critical feelings. Remember that the intention of the practice is not to change anything, but merely to notice how things are in this moment. You may not like how you feel right now, but right now, that is how you are feeling. Explore ways of being open to whatever is in this moment. In a few moments, the bell will sound. If it is your intention to finish the practice now, once you hear the bell, switch off the CD and sit for a few moments to absorb the experience before moving on with the rest of your day. The next stage of this meditation is mindfulness of sounds. In this third stage, you are going to let go of awareness of body and breath and focus on sounds. First, check in on your posture and make any adjustment, realigning your spine so that it is erect and alert. Perhaps you might also state your intention to focus on what you can hear, moment by moment, for the next period of time. So now, bring your attention outside your body to the sound environment which surrounds you. You are not searching for sounds, but allowing them to come to you, giving equal awareness to sound or no sound. You might notice a tendency to put labels on particular sounds. A car, a bird. And as best you can, allow yourself to let go of those labels and focus on what exactly is the quality of the sound, or no sound, in this moment. See if you can let the sounds be just as they are, whether they are loud or soft, nearby or far away. Notice them coming and going. Cultivate an awareness of your reactions to what you hear. Perhaps there are thoughts of preferring some sounds over others. Perhaps you might pass judgments, wanting some sounds to stop or be quieter, and others to be louder or persist. These are just thoughts that can be let go of, as you have done in previous practices. attending to the sounds moment by moment, as best you can, allowing them to come and go and to change. Your awareness of each sound fresh in every moment. Be in each moment with whatever sound there is. Be aware of any sensation in your body that arises with the sounds. If your mind should drift off, as soon as you notice, bring yourself back to the soundscape that surrounds you. In a moment, you will hear the bell. If you have decided to conclude your practice now, once the bell has sounded, switch off the CD and take a few minutes to reflect on the practice before continuing with your day. The final part of this seated meditation is mindfulness of thoughts. In this last part of the practice, you will be focusing on thoughts and thinking. Once again, checking in on your posture and your physical presence. Notice the contact your body makes with the seat. Have an awareness of the position of your spine, neck and head, your arms and legs. Bring your attention to the sensation of breathing and observe it for a few moments. Now, turn your attention to the experience of thoughts and thinking. Sitting quietly, observing whatever thoughts appear, whatever arises in your mind. Only notice the thoughts. As best you can, not getting caught up and drawn in. Just observing what arises, without judgment and without reacting. If you find you have wandered off with a train of thoughts, celebrate being awake. And notice that, in the moment that you notice the wandering, you've already come back to a state of awareness. We have already learnt that the nature of the mind is to wander off as it pleases. We're trying to train ourselves to do something different, that is, to choose to direct our mind where we want, which may not be where it wants to go. to notice every time it slips away from our focus, and to return it to the present moment. But this takes time, so, as best you can, encourage a patient and non-judgmental attitude to yourself each time you find your mind slipping away. We talk about a train of thought. Thoughts occur and give rise to other thoughts. And the train carries you away before you can choose whether or not you want to be on that journey. Each time you notice the train has departed, let it go on and return your attention to the here and now. Sometimes thoughts may be pleasing. Sometimes they are painful or unpleasant. Sometimes they are really interesting. As best you can, treat them all the same. They're all just thoughts. You don't need to follow them. It can be helpful to give thoughts a label. For example, anxious thought, angry thought, self-critical thought. Sense their emotional tone and let them go on their way. We also have the expression stream of consciousness, a stream of thought babbling away like a stream or river, ever changing, ever moving. As you might sit beside a river and watch the flow of water, so you can sit beside the stream of your thinking. From time to time, you may be drawn into the currents and be carried away. As soon as you realize this has happened, pull yourself out onto the banks of the stream and just continue to watch. Sometimes the same kind of thoughts keep popping up. Again and again, keep noticing and acknowledging them. Then just let them go on their way. You don't have to get involved or react. You are now approaching the end of your meditation practice. Bring your attention back to the sense of your body and your breathing within it. Have a clear sense of being in the here and now. As the bell sounds, allow your meditation to close. While the sound dies away, sit quietly and absorb the experience of your meditation today.